to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Sam, how come you wearing glasses, your sister's wearing glasses as well, and your parents both wearing glasses?
Well, Peter, unfortunately, poor eyesight runs in the family. We all have myopia.
Ah, myopia.
Yes.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们用到了昨天的 idiom, run in the family, 表示说一个事情呢能够世代相传。那么对 Sam 家庭来讲呢，这个不是一个很好的世代相传，而是说他们家庭每一个成员都戴着眼镜，他戴眼镜，他的妹妹戴眼镜，他的父母也戴眼镜，那么说他们整个一家的都是近视眼 nearsighted。那么说呢，医学上叫做 myopia.
Yeah, actually, you know, the eyesight is so bad, we're actually born with glasses.
You were born not with silver spoon, but actually with a pair of glasses.
Yeah, fresh out of the womb with the glasses on.
All right, and what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today, it's a dangerous thing.
How dangerous can it be?
It's a very dangerous idiom.
Come on, I like something, you know, some actions.
Oh, good. Well, you'll like today's idiom because the idiom for today is Russian roulette. Russian roulette. Russian, of course, is R-U-S-S-I-A-N. Roulette.Is R-O-U-L-E-T-T-E, Russian roulette.
那么在今天的idiom里面有两个单词，第一个是 Russian, 翻译成中文是俄罗斯，这很容易。那后面这个 roulette, what is roulette?
Basically something that can like spin, and so for example, if you go to Las Vegas or some gambling place,
casino,
they'll have a roulette table, that's where you spin the wheel, and there's like a little ball that kind of bounces around in there. That's the roulette table. Some guns also have like a rotating chamber. You can put six bullets in there, and you can rotate that around.
那么刚才Sam解释到这个 roulette 是指呢，我们在电影里面看到的一些场景，比如说在赌场里面有一种游戏呢，叫俄罗斯的轮盘赌，有一个转盘不停的转动，大家呢可以在上面呢进行赌博。当然了，这种是一个非常不好的一个习惯。The gambling is banned in China, so it's illegal. 赌博呢是一个非常不好的习惯，同时呢也是一个违法的行为，这是我们要强调的。但是呢，我们知道 Russian roulette 放到一起呢，它跟这个俄罗斯的这个轮盘赌呢没有太大的关系，它是指一种手枪或者叫什么左轮手枪，它呢有六个弹仓，里面呢我们可以说呢放六颗子弹。那么和今天这个 idiom 有什么关系呢？这个 Russian roulette 和这个 shotgun 有什么关系？ What's the relationship? 那么下面我跟 Sam 做一个 conversation， 看看我们生活当中如何使用 Russian roulette。
Hey Sam, I was reading a newspaper which says you're going to make investment in the small island countries.
Yeah, that's right, actually. I have a whole plan that involves a lot of hotels, resorts being constructed and built in these islandy areas. I think it's going to be very profitable because actually tourism is booming in those areas right now.
Yeah, I know that tourism is booming. It's very good right now.
Yeah.
But as a friend, I better give you some advice before you make a final decision. You know what? You know, 5 years ago, there was a tsunami which blew away the whole island. All the facilities, all the infrastructure were destroyed. Your investment sounds like a Russian roulette.
It is in a way, but actually, you know what? There's a lot of insurance.And so even if there is some damage, the insurance would cover it. And actually technology now, you can build a lot of these kind of tsunami-proof buildings. So it is still a little bit of a gamble, or kind of playing Russian roulette. But I think my chances are pretty good that I'm going to make a lot of money, and it should outweigh any losses from weather.
Well, just think twice before you make such a big...major decision for a company.
Okay, well, I appreciate your advice, Peter, and your concern. Thank you so much.
那么刚才的对话呢，作为一个朋友，听说 Sam 呢在一个小岛呢准备呢进行大规模的投资，我呢跟 Sam 讲到说他这个投资现在进行的如何，我同时作为朋友来讲呢对他呢提出了一定的忠告。 Sam 说了这个小岛呢现在的整个的经济非常的好，同时他的Tourism, 它的旅游业呢非常的繁荣，然后对于 Sam 来讲呢，他认为呢是一个很好的投资的机会。但是呢，我作为朋友跟 Sam 讲了说，五年前这个小岛呢曾经遭受到 tsunami 飓风袭击，整个这个小岛的基础设施呢都毁于一旦。如果说 Sam 在那投资的话，也可能面临同样的风险。 如果说飓风来了，你怎么能够应对这个自然灾害？所以呢，我用到了今天我们讲到了这个 idiom 叫 Russian Roulette， 表示说 Sam 做这个事情的时候呢，存在着一定的风险，同时这个风险的等级还是非常的高的，有可能说一旦出现这种情况， Sam 整个的这个 whole business 将会被 destroy。 但 Sam 讲到了说，现在的科技发展非常的先进，很多的这些基础设施呢可以能够很好的抵御住 tsunami， 所以呢他对这个事情呢不是过分的担心。但是作为朋友呢，我跟 Sam 说一定还是说要小心为妙。所以今天我们讲的 Russian Roulette 跟赌博呢没有太大的关系，表示说我们在做一件事情的时候呢，要考虑到这个事情是否存在着一定的或者很大的风险。 Russian Roulette. Could you give us a very specific descriptions of what kind of scenario we can use Russian Roulette? In the movie, we saw some of the very gripping scenes using a Russian Roulette.
Yeah, that's the actual Russian Roulette game, where they put one bullet in the chamber of a gun, and it has six chambers. So what you do is you put one bullet in, and then you spin the chamber, and then you close it, and pull the trigger. And you hope it goes click, and not boom. Click means you win, you survive that round, or maybe the whole game, boom, bye-bye.
Finish.
You're gone. Yes.
在电影当中呢，我们看到这个 Russian Roulette 的场景是指两个人在做最后的决斗，其中一个人把枪拾起来对准自己的太阳穴扣动扳机，如果说他听到的是 click 没有射击的声音，那证明他存活了下来，或者他 win 他胜了。但是如果那个人非常不幸的话扣动扳机听到的是枪声的话，那么这场赌博他就失败了，那么证明他的生命也就不再存在了。所以 Russian Roulette 是指那种危险程度非常高的那种赌博，或者是那种投资，或者一个重大的决定。
Yeah, but it also usually refers to an unnecessary risk. It's something you don't have to do. Like, you don't have to play Russian Roulette. There's no reason to do that. So if you're doing it, you're taking an unnecessary risk. So in life, if we're taking unnecessary risks, then we can use today's idiom.
That's it for today's idiom. And coming up next is book study.
Yes, and today we have a new topic. So we're not going to be jealous anymore about the guy who's a billionaire but still gets free flight.
The free first class flight.
Yes, that's right.
And the question is, as Bailey thinks, do you keep a plastic bag after using it?
From grocery shopping. Yeah, actually, what I usually do is keep the plastic bag as long as there's no holes in it or anything, and use it for a garbage bag later.
Only use it for twice.
Yep,
one for grocery shopping and one for rubbish.
Unless I use it to cover something like my bicycle seat.
我们生活当中呢，塑料袋呢是我们非常常见的一个物品。我们往往在超市里面购物完之后，觉得呢自己的东西手拿不了，然后放到塑料袋里面。到家之后，那么它第二个作用呢，往往成为一个rubbish bag 垃圾袋，最后呢扔到垃圾箱里面。那么今天我们将聊到一位老人，在威尔士，他使用了一个塑料袋将近使用了34年。34 years. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's gotta be some high quality plastic, because the plastic bags nowadays I don't think can last that long. No way.
那么在进入今天故事之前，首先我们看看今天相关的一些词汇。
Now it's time to hit the books.
The first word for today's hit the books is thrifty. Thrifty. T-H-R-I-F-T-Y. Thrifty.
今天的第一个单词 thrifty 翻译成中文是节俭的，比如说一个人的生活方式非常的节俭，就可以用这个单词 thrifty。 同时呢，我们知道在国外有一些商店叫 thrifty store.
Yeah, although they're kind of gone.
Gone?
Yeah, they turned into like Rite Aid or some like pharmacy kind of.
Really?
Store. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like some of the dollar stores, a $1 store.
Yeah.Right. The 50s was like a regular kind of supermarket, but something special that they had was Thrifty's ice cream.
How cheap's it gonna be?
Very cheap. You could get like 2 scoops for $1.
A dollar?
Yeah, very cheap. And then you want to spend like $1.50, you could get like a pint of ice cream, which is basically like 2 cups or 3 cups of ice cream.
Only charge $1.
Yeah, well, like $1.50.
$1.50. 那么同时在国外呢，有一些比较便宜的商 商店，英文也叫做 thrifty store， 在那里面通常可以买到非常廉价的商品。
And you know what? People don't like to be called cheap, so they say, "Hey, I'm not cheap, I'm thrifty."
在讲 thrifty 的同时呢，我们还讲另外一个单词叫 cheap。在翻译中文的时候呢，说这个便宜呢，不是一个贬义的意思，但是英文里面这个 cheap。尽量不要用，因为呢，如果指一个人 cheap 或买一些 cheap 的东西呢，表示那种价钱非常便宜，同时那个质量非常差的那种商品。如果指一个人 cheap， 表示一个人是一个挑剔鬼或者铁公鸡 cheap。
Right, not a good thing. But thrifty sounds better.、
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have come in handy. Three words: come, C-O-M-E, in handy, H-A-N-D-Y, handy.
接下来的词组 come in handy 翻译成中文是对什么什么东西对什么什么事情是有作用的有效的
Yeah, so like a little flashlight on your keychain、
mm-hmm.
Actually my phone has a light like you could just hold the button、mm-hmm. and a little flashlight comes on That comes in handy all the time because、mm-hmm. you go home at night、
okay. home at night
trying to find the keys where's the lock So a little flashlight really comes in handy、
mm-hmm. 那么我们手机呢有的时候呢会带一些手电的功能我们在到家的时候的确呢非常的方便嘛可以用这个词组呢 The flashlight in your cell phone comes in handy
Next we have the word variant Variant V-A-R-I-A-N-T Variant
Variant 翻译成中文是多样的各种形式的
Next we have the word commemorate Commemorate C-O-M-M-E-M-O-R-A-T-e
The memory 单词呢翻译成中文是庆祝
Yeah, because it has the word like memory in there So you kind of remember the history or something of a business or an important person
Sometimes in the letter invitation we say In commemoration of the 5th anniversary of something We will have a gala party for at what venues
Yeah, exactly Okay, next we have the word vintage Vintage V-I-N-T-A-G-E Vintage
翻译成中文是指年份或者是说呢有纪念意义的东西我们可以指一瓶葡萄酒叫 Vintage Wine 也可以指这个老爷车也叫 Vintage Car
Yeah, and some people are really into vintage clothing、
mm-hmm.
Next we have the word keepsake Keepsake, one word K-E-E-P-S-A-K-E Keepsake
接下来的单词 keepsake 翻译成中文是纪念品
Lastly we have the word motto Motto M-O-T-T-O Motto
最后一个单词 motto 翻译成中文是座右铭一个人让你能够产生那种激励感的或者让你能够感动的一句话叫 motto
Yeah so a lot of time my motto in life is blah 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 or my motto is blah blah blah
Let's go to the old man's story.
Now that's a bag for life. 50 shopper has been using the same Tesco plastic carrier for 34 years since it was made for chain's 50th birthday in 1981. Martin McCaskey, 72, has been using the trusty bag almost half his life. Retired technician from Mold, North Wales, keeps it folded in his coat.Said the bag has been used some 2,000 times and still comes in handy. The bag is thicker than modern variants and works fine despite a small hole. A thrifty shopper has proved that you really can have a bag for life by reusing the same plastic carrier for 34 years. Martin McCaskey, 72, keeps a neatly folded Tesco plastic bag.Made to commemorate the chain's 50th birthday in 1981 in his coat pocket for emergencies. His family were unaware of the vintage keepsake until this week when he produced it at his daughter's house to collect some magazines. Mr. McCaskey from Mold in North Wales estimates that he has used the bag more than 2,000 times. The retired process technician, who is married to Cynthia, 70, said, I can't even remember which story it came from,But it has served me well. My motto is waste not, want not. I always keep it folded in the pocket of my coat in case we ever need one. It's proved very handy since the charge came in for plastic bags in Wales 4 years ago. But even before then, I would never throw away a plastic bag. I use it as and when it's needed, probably about once a week. I think it says something nice about people from that generation, that they know the value of things and get a good use out of them. Matt Tomlinson, store manager at Tesco in Mold, said, "It's great to see that a customer as loyal as Mr. McClaskey can rely on such a vintage Tesco carrier bag."
那么说今天讲的这故事呢，这个塑料袋它的 life expectancy 它的寿命呢，应该载入到吉尼斯的这个世界纪录。 I think this should be recorded in a Guinness record.
Yeah, I'm sure that it could be up there in a record. For sure, yeah.
Right, because the bag's been used for 34 years and has been used almost 2,000 times.
Wow. So you can definitely classify this shopper or Mr. McCaskey as a thrifty shopper. He's very money conscious.
那么文中提到了这个主人公叫 Martin, 他是一个非常节俭的一位老人。文中用的这个单词叫 thrifty shopper, 这个塑料袋用了将近 34 years, 是非常长的一段时间，用的次数呢达到了2000次。
So, you know, we mentioned this before, like modern bags, there's no way they could last that long. So there's got to be something different about these older bags. Well, it mentions here that this bag is thicker than modern variants.
那么这个塑料袋呢，它比一般的塑料袋呢，可能呢略微的厚一些。它也不是说非常非常的那种 solid plastic bag.
Yeah.
但是这个塑料袋呢，可能还有一点纪念意义，因为呢，当时这个塑料袋出的时候呢，是为了纪念这个超市呢成立50周年 ，the 50th anniversary or birthday of the supermarket.
Yeah, so maybe kind of like a special edition of the plastic bag. But you know, it's funny, this bag is not perfect. It does have a little hole in it, but it still comes in very handy, he mentions.
他提到了说这个塑料袋呢有一定的小问题，在这个袋里面有一个小洞，但是呢不影响现在使用。同时呢他仍然认为呢这个袋子呢 comes in handy, 非常的方便。他经常呢揣在自己的兜里面，如果去购物的话，如果自己的手拿不动，就把这个塑料袋拿出来继续使用。
But of course, before he puts it in a pocket, he makes sure it's neatly folded. So he sounds like a very meticulous kind of guy. He's like kind of prepared for everything, you know. And one of the things that keeps him prepared is this little plastic bag.
那么他的这个塑料袋呢非常精心的呵护，每次去购物的时候呢，他把这个塑料袋呢精心的非常仔细的给它叠好，然后呢放到自己的兜里面。所以文中用的词叫 neatly folded, 而不是像我们呢有这个塑料袋就放在一个兜里面。我 just put in the pocket.
Yeah, I just, with my garbage bags, I don't put them in my pocket, but I just kind of crumple them up, and then put them in a bigger plastic bag, and then that's where they collect, and then I use them as garbage bags whenever I need them.
So how did they find out in his bags been used for 34 years?
Yeah, it turns out he's been using this, but no one knew. His family was unaware. Well, one day he went to his family's house to pick up some magazines, and out of his pocket he pulled out this neatly folded plastic bag.
那么说是他的女儿呢，后来发现了他的爸爸用这个塑料袋呢已经用了三十多年。他呢去他女儿家去收一些老的或者是过期的杂志。后来他女儿发现那个袋子上里面的一些印的那些字，上面写到，比如说这个超市1981年成立。五十周年纪念，发现哦，他的爸爸用这个塑料袋已经用了三十多年了，所以呢，这个新闻被媒体发现了，最后呢，被传上了这个媒体或者是报纸上面。同时，文中用到了 vintage keepsake， 这个 vintage 会是那些非常昂贵的东西，比如说葡萄酒啊或汽车，但是呢，用在塑料袋上呢，我们会觉得一个 exaggerating， 但是在这里面，一个塑料袋用了三十多年，的确呢，它属于 vintage plastic bag。
Yeah, well, we always have a saying, they just don't make it whatever it is like they used to. So the quality before was just really good, everything was built to last for a long time. But now everything's pretty cheap, falls apart pretty fast. It has a life expectancy.
Very short.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess it's true even with these plastic bags. They just don't make them like they used to.
Right.
What's funny is he's not even sure where he got the bag from.
It was a long, long time ago.
It was a long time ago. So maybe the name or the store's name that was on the bag, maybe it kind of wore off or something.
那么看看这个老人的背景呢，他呢出生在 North Wales， 在北威尔士，然后呢他的妻子呢叫 Cynthia， 现在已经70多岁了。同时呢他有一句非常好的座右铭，他的 motto 是什么呢？ Waste not, want not。 Could you give us your interpretation of his motto？
Well, if you're wanting for something, it means you need something. You don't have it.、
Mm.
So if you don't waste things, like、little tools, little... I remember my dad used to collect all kinds of like little screws and things.、
Mm.
Well, if he ever needed a screw, he wasn't wanting for one、mm. because he had one. So if we don't waste the stuff, we keep these things...kind of neatly, well, then in the future we'll use them. We won't be、looking around and in need of something.
那么说这句话呢，我们理解成了，如果说我们生活当中能够注意那些点滴的东西，比如说一滴水、一张纸，或者是说每一个我们觉得能够节省的东西的话呢，那么在今后我们就可能不会去买它，那么我们社会的那种资源呢会大大的能够节省下来，这对我们现在的社会可持续发展是很好的一个座右铭，非常的简单，叫 waste not, want not， 对我们以后成为一个 sustainable society or development 是一个非常重要的一句话。
So it's just like with anything, plastic bottles, whatever, if you're not wasting them, then you're not going to be a want for anything. You can always、have a little bottle aroundfill it up, you're never looking for these things or have to spend more money on things that you don't need.
比如说我们生活当中、用的一些瓶瓶罐罐，如果能够省下来装以后的，比如说买的盐、买的醋、买的糖，放到那些我们用过的那些瓶子里面，那么对于我们以后的这个资源的节省是非常有作用的。比如说我们可能不会需要那么多的塑料的制品，我们如果说一个塑料袋能够使用多次的话呢，我们对这个塑料袋的需求会进一步的减少，那么这个使用那些资源来制造塑料袋的那些，比如说 petroleum 那些石油会大幅度的降低，那么对于我们整个社会的或者整个环保呢是一个非常有益的一件事情。所以这句话我希望大家能够记住， waste not, want not.
Yeah, and it turns out it's really a difference in generation,、
mm-hmm.
like the thinking, because they would get good use out of everything.、
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you have a cell phone for、6 months, the、mm-hmm. next one comes out, well, you get rid of your old cell phone,、mm-hmm. buy a new one. We don't really get good use out of all the things that we buy. It's really upgrade, get the newest thing kind of society nowadays, I think.
Yeah, we can use even we talk about,、like the other day, we can run your cell phone into the ground.
Yeah, plastic bag, water bottle, whatever it is, yeah, get good use out of it. Run it into the ground.
Right, 那么生活当中呢，我们的的确确呢，很难能够抵制住那些商家的诱惑，比如说我们使用的手机，很多人的手机可能说一年之后就会换掉了。原来的手机呢，没有任何的问题，就是因为它整个的感觉不是非常的时尚。我们感觉对于这个经济的发展呢是有好处的，但是对于社会的资源是一个极大的一个浪费。
You know who also is pretty happy with Mr. McCaskey? Matt Tomlinson. He's a store manager at Tesco, where he got this plastic bag from. So he's really happy to see that, well, they got such loyal customers, and that their products are actually pretty reliable, pretty good.
Well, I think the Tesco should pay the man for his carrying the bag all around for 30 years. It's advertising.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a pretty fair, reasonable idea.
我们刚才开了一个玩笑，说的这位老人呢，应该跟乐购这个超市呢收一定的广告的宣传费，因为呢，他拿了这个袋子已经走了30多年了，这种广告的效用呢，一定要得到一定的回报的。啊，当然我们是开玩笑了。那么同时也证明了这个老人对于这个超市呢是一个 loyal customer， 非常忠实的一个客户。
Although he couldn't remember where he got the bag from.
But it doesn't matter as long as you carry the bag with the Tesco logo on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Time's up for today's plastic bag, and we will have a more chat or talk about the plastic bag tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And time's up, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材，我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Promise that one day I'll be around, I'll keep you safe, I'll keep you sound.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer, and you say, get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say, you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I am.The old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video game.It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I everTell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.